Talking about marketing your business and in a correct way is always a interesting and tricky conversation to have, because you always need to ensure that your brand always has a high quality reputation out there. But whether we like it or not, no business or person or individual is immune to negative publicity. So how do you then, as a brand, should you be faced with negative publicity, how do you work around that and repair a damaged image? Well, Craig Etherfold, Group Account Director at Elderman South Africa, is joining you now to chat to you a little bit about that. Craig, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Abs. Very good to talk to you too.
First of all, just a brief idea of who you guys are at Edelman South Africa and what it is that you do.
Yeah, certainly. So we're the world's largest public relations company. We cover a range of communications, all the way from corporate communications, which involves issues like executive profiling, all the way through to crisis communications. And a significant portion of our business has also now seen us moving into consumer communications, working with some of the top brands globally.
So then let's talk through the local landscape, I suppose, versus the global one. And, you know, we talk about what the emerging trends are in terms of where some brands or corporates have been going wrong when it comes to their communication strategies and how this has worked against their brands.
I think what's really important to remember, particularly with regards to brands not doing the right thing, in this case, we're talking about crisis communications. A crisis communications can exacerbate, as you know, within minutes across digital and other outlets that have instantaneous international reach. What some of these brands need to really put in perspective is that anticipating and addressing the circumstances of today's global reality requires that we put processes in place and we reinforce those processes with regular training. So as the world's largest public relations company, Edelman has significant experience in building crisis communications capacities. And we've done this in market through several markets and coordinating crisis communications and support across multiple jurisdictions and time zones. For us, ABS, crisis preparedness and responsiveness demands transparency and accountability, which can only be achieved with foresight and planning. In order to prepare these brands and prepare a brand before a crisis, we recommend that our clients undergo what we call the phased approach to analyze, build, and test its ability to manage a crisis communications across a variety of audiences and stakeholders. We've seen a number of crises break across South Africa this past year. And I think where some of the key issues have been is that in a crisis scenario, you always have to talk about the golden hour. And this is when a brand should respond to an allegation or incident. If you don't respond within this golden hour, as you've seen, others will do so, and they'll talk about you. They'll obviously, most will talk negatively about your company. And here, unfortunately, you have the ability to lose control of that narrative if you don't have decided what they need to say. And they'll make up that narrative on your behalf, which is generally incorrect. No. So what we're saying to brands is, if well handled and well prepared during a time of crisis, a brand or an organization that addresses the issues head on and communicates this transparently is generally considered to be a well-responsible citizen by media, employees, public opinion, and other important stakeholders.
Now, let's talk about, I do know that there are some brands out there that will not have their own communications or, say, PR department in-house, and they maybe have what you call a social media manager. I would imagine, you know, even though you want to be accountable and also forthcoming, you don't want to overdo it. There's got to be a balancing act that you need to work with over here. So I suppose what I'm asking is, does it depend on the amount of negativity that you perceive has already gone out on the brand where you start asking, should I maybe consult an external company such as yours? Or is it always advisable that, you know what, as soon as it starts, no matter how small the negative publicity is out there, get the professionals?
That's a really good question. I mean, particularly adding into the mix of social media. Social media can exacerbate incredibly quickly. So what we suggest to all of our clients, and particularly clients that are coming on board from a project perspective, to take you back a step, we use a proprietary tool that's been developed by Edelman. It combines technology and processes to understand the data and insights, and that type of information you can quite easily gather off a social media platform. The system that I'm talking about monitors 150 million sources across 187 languages and provides us with 50 different type of performance metrics. So to give you an example of the social media tool that we used, in South Africa, we worked with a local university on reputation and operational issues surrounding the Fees Must Fall campaign, and this was back in 2015. We were able to use this particular social media analytical tool to monitor social and traditional media channels, which provided us with a 24-hour monitoring of the conversation. This real-time data helped our crisis team to respond in real time to concerned parents, to students. It helped us to field media inquiries and prevent the spread of inaccurate and fake news and really sort of get ahead of the planned demonstrations. So much so that the university we worked with, it really sort of helped us to actually transform what we deemed at the time to be a war room, a crisis war room, into what we now call a newsroom. So much so that 3 years later, we've got incredibly good relations with this local university. So back to your question around social media, it's a platform that we have to monitor incredibly carefully.
Yeah. And to you listening at home, we're asking the questions, how can you market your business correctly to ensure your brand reputation is of high quality? And how damaging can negative publicity be to a brand? And what would it take to repair a damaged image? Craig Etherfold, Group Account Director at Edelman South Africa, joins you then this morning to chat a little bit more about that, showing you what some companies are doing wrong and the importance of managing some of your systems, and also talking about, correct me if I'm wrong here, Craig, the golden hour, where that's the sweet spot where you want to be responding. Is that correct? Golden hour.
100%.
All right.
You need to respond within that time frame. Otherwise, others will be talking about you and not giving the correct narrative.
But just to stay on the positive side here, Craig, if you miss that golden hour, still there are some measures, I would imagine, that you can still put in place to ensure that you still manage the damage.
Absolutely. So sort of taking it one step beyond that, every year for the past 18 years, Edelman has issued what we call the Edelman Trust Barometer. It's an online survey of more than 33,000 respondents across 28 countries. And what's interesting is that trust has declined across the board through media, business, government, and NGOs. And rather than dwell on the seemingly bleak environment in which we've seen a decline in trust, what's important for brands particularly is nothing's more difficult rather than trying to resolve a reputational issue when you're dealing with an already skeptical public, more South Africans, Americans, and general global. We have concerns about widespread corruption, globalization, technology innovation. And if you're working to restore the reputation of your CEO or international conglomerate under those conditions, I think you're already starting with a credibility deficit. So what's really important during this particular time is taking this in mind when you're using a brand's own channels. So say, for example, let's call this brand X brand. This particular brand will have its own channels. And here we're talking about its own website, its own newsletters, its own different types of internal communications. We encourage brands to use those channels to directly share information across their key audiences. This carries a lot more weight during a crisis. We find respondents finding information on a company's social media far more believable than what a company will advertise. And obviously, we believe this is the most effective way to share your narrative and connect directly with your audiences.
And talking about the future, I mean, where is the communications marketing going? And what do corporates and brands need to start doing, I suppose, in your opinion, now to ensure that they stay relevant or on the cutting edge?
I think it's important for a company or a brand, particularly to be talking to a company public relations company like an Edelman. So there are two different approaches to communications. The first is the talk at strategy, which has been traditional marketing communications, where brands have been demanding attention. The second is what we call communicate with. And this is where brands earn their way forward by engaging with audiences through storytelling. And this is where Edelman sits. We believe that brands should be engaging with audiences through storytelling. So media is our specialty, Abs. And to put this in perspective, we obviously understand that securing an effective media hit in a top-tier publication like a Cape Argus which has got a core circulation of just over 24,000. It's a great win, but it's not enough. So we work with our clients to work these stories, to amplify these stories across platforms where appropriate. This is how you win and ensure the largest and your most relevant stakeholders hear your voice. I guess our greatest challenge is deciding to where to begin a story.
Man, it's almost like sometimes social media is actively looking for negative stories. And so gone are the days where brands could just shrug off negative publicity. Now it sounds like it's a full campaign that needs to take place.
Abs, backing into your point as well, I think what we need to be taking consideration of is that one of the key takeouts from Edelman's Trust Barometer is a global concern around the potentials of fake news. So when we asked our respondents if they thought fake news could be used as a weapon against their country, 7 in 10 of our global respondents worry about information or fake news being used as a weapon. And this is not just a South Africa or a US issue. This is a global issue. In Germany, you saw a law being passed in June last year that fines social media companies for failing to delete fake news. In South Africa, we had issues, as you know very well, in February this year. And in Singapore, again in June last year, they announced the country would aim for new legislation to tackle fake news. So that's a real phenomenon that we have to be aware of.
Yeah. And as we let you go, Craig, perhaps your parting words then to the Cape Talk community.
Pay attention to your brand. Make sure you control the narrative. And first and foremost, when you are dealing with the likes of the media, particularly in a crisis scenario, we always say if a brand has done wrong, apologize. We ask that brands show heartfelt remorse. Explain that using any form of derogatory language in any formality is not acceptable, regardless of the context. Talk about life lessons, express renewed commitment, and then we ask that brand particularly to pivot into what we call positive messaging that a brand would have worked on together with its public relations company.
Craig Otherfold, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Craig is the Group Account Director at Edelman South Africa.